વિશ્વમાં અમ્મા કે હગિંગ સેન્ટ તરીકે ઓળખાતા ભારતના માતા અમૃતાનંદમય દેવી અત્યારે એમના ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા પ્રવાસે છે. એમના માનવતાવાદી કાર્યો માટે એમને અનેક સન્માન મળ્યા છે, જેમાંનું એક એટલે ધ વર્લ્ડ મૂવમેન્ટ ફોર નોન વાયોલન્સ દ્વારા યુનાઇટેડ નેશન્સમાં જીનીવા ખાતે એમને મળેલ ગાંધી કિંગ એવોર્ડ ફોર નોન વાયોલન્સ. આ 17 અને 18 એપ્રિલ દરમિયાન તેઓ સિડની હતા. એ દરમિયાન એમના કાર્યક્રમના સ્થળે અમારી મુલાકાત ફિલિપ હાવર્ડ સાથે થઈ, જેમાં એણે એમના અમ્મા વિશેના અને અમ્મા સાથેના એમના અનુભવોની વાત કરી. તો પ્રસ્તુત છે એ વાતચીત.
When did you meet Amma for the first time?
I first met Amma back in 1992. It's something that changed my life.
So which are those qualities or which are those feelings?
It was something that happened over some years, but it's the love that Amma's giving. It's like she's a mother with her children. And it's something that sort of, for me, it sort of grows over time and it doesn't become any less over time. It's something that becomes actually more over time. You feel more moved by that because it's not love on a personal level. It's not love of somebody. It's more just a love that actually emanates from them. So that love is there for everyone. It's not just there for some individuals and not for others. I mean, Amma's embracing everybody who comes to her equally. It does touch your heart. And so that is a teaching. It's not a personal love. It's not looking for love in something or an object or a person. It's pure, unconditional love. And I think that's a really beautiful thing about Amma. And that's what we all get attracted to, you know. And it's not an immediate thing. Sometimes you come and it feels a bit strange, you know. Why should this woman be giving me love in that way, you know? What's it all about? And so sometimes it takes, you know, several darshans or going back until you feel some surrender to that love.
ફિલિપને લોકો પ્રત્યેનો અમ્માનો પ્રેમ બિનશરતી લાગ્યો, એટલે મેં એને પૂછ્યું કે એક વિદેશી તરીકે શું એમને આવો અનુભવ પહેલી જ વાર થયો હતો.
Well, I'd been meditating for some time, probably for about 3 or 4 years before that. I'd been sort of meditating and doing Tai Chi and various things like that. So I was sort of seeking. I think I was sort of seeking for a teacher. You know, that was something that I was probably looking for. And so when I met Amma, there was a feeling that there was a potential there for to follow that teaching. But certainly wasn't a religious thing. And before I started meditating, I was an atheist, so I had no sort of past spiritual or religious beliefs at all. And so it was through the meditation that there was a subtle change started to take place in how I viewed things. And impressive that Amma's always giving now. Her nature is that she's always giving. And you know, part of that is the hug. She's always sitting day after day hugging people. And, you know, she does that for sometimes 14, 15 hours a day. And yet, at the same time, she's building this incredible humanitarian range of sort of services for people like hospitals and hospices and orphanage and wherever Amma sees a need, because she's always traveling around the world. Wherever she sees a need, then she meets that need with some sort of humanitarian project. So every year there's new projects going along.
Ammani humanitarian activities, seva manavtavadi karyo vishe vaat karine, Philippe emna embrace vishe, emna sathe bhetvathi thati lagni vishe vaat kari.
I think what Amma is inviting us to when she embraces us into this sort of field of love. And so the challenge is to say, well, you know, love is your own nature, you know, so can you be more loving? Can you be more compassionate? Because that is what's lacking in the world. So Amma says that, you know, 99% of the world's problems are due to lack of compassion and love. So if we become more compassionate, develop more understanding for people, then we become less concerned about our own needs, and maybe we become more supportive of others, more compassionate.
અમ્મા, જેમણે પોતે શાળા કોલેજનું ઉચ્ચ શિક્ષણ મેળવ્યું નથી, એમની ભારતમાં યુનિવર્સિટી ચાલે છે. એ વિશે ફિલિપ સાથે વાત કરતા જાણવા મળ્યું કે ઘણા ક્ષેત્રના વિદ્વાનો એમની સલાહ લેતા હોય છે.
Prize-winning scientists or devotees of Amma, and yet they'll come to Amma for advice on scientific matters, you know, if they're struggling on some area of some project and they're wondering what they to do. And sometimes they'll come for Amma. And Amma's incredibly practical, you know. She always sees what can be done on a practical level.
છેલ્લે ફિલિપે અમ્મા પાસેથી એને મળેલા કરુણાના પ્રેમના સંદેશની વાત કરી.
I think Amma's teaching, Amma says, you know, creator and creation are one, and that the purpose of our existence is to realize the truth of who we are. So this, that is the teaching, it's a simple one in a way. In order to sort of discover that within yourself, you have to perceive that it's possible. And I think Amma gives that sense that it is possible, that potentiality is there, that love, unconditional love is a reality, it can exist in, and we see that Amma is a living example of that.
ફિલિપે માતા અમૃતાનંદમય દેવી, અમ્માના સેવા, શિક્ષણ અને કરુણાના સંદેશની અને પોતાના એમની સાથેના અનુભવોની વાત આપણી સાથે વહેંચી એ બદલ SBS ગુજરાતીના તમામ શ્રોતાઓ વતી હું જેલમ હાર્દિક એની આભારી છું.